That was Enough by Sono. I've had enough, so it's a time for the news.
On campus
and online,
this is URN. The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham has been awarded £5 million by the D2N2 Local Enterprise Partnership. This will go towards creating a huge manufacturing centre at the university's Innovation Park to attract future engineers from across the world. Blaine Dalton from Nottingham has admitted to several sex assault charges, using at least 5 Facebook accounts to groom thousands of girls. He was sentenced to a minimum of 3 years and 9 months at Nottingham Crown Court. The 50th anniversary of Sir Winston Churchill's funeral occurs today. To mark the occasion, the boat that carried Churchill's coffin along the Thames will make the journey once more. Historian Dr. Kate Williams says it was the biggest state funeral there's ever been.
It was watched by 350 million people across the globe. London came to a standstill, most of all because Big Ben was silenced to reflect how it was silenced during the Blitz. So it was a marking of an end of an era and people's hope that we'd never go through the Second World War again.
2 pilots have set a new world distance record for a flight in a helium balloon at 5,261 miles after crossing the Pacific Ocean. The high-tech balloon has been designed to stay aloft for 10 days. Coronation Street has announced a replacement actress for the role of Bethany Platt after the previous actress was dropped over false age claims. Newcomer Lucy Fallon, aged 19, began filming on the ITV soap earlier this week. Chelsea are close to finalising a $23.3 million deal to sign Fiorentina's winger Juan Cuadrado. The total fee with add-ons could eventually be $26.8 million, a figure that matches Cuadrado's release clause at the Italian club. Today's weather brings a mix of wintry showers during the morning and some sunny spells, remaining cold throughout. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 27 minutes to 1.